receive encouragement and even praise today, in a renewed attitude of greater purpose, for the insidious disease called doubt lies in the strongest of you and needs to be released totally. Give reverence to receive self-respect, love and peace. In reverence and humility a soul's errors can be easily forgiven and transmuted. Then give all reverence to the Creator, exchange faith for doubt, and thrill to the newness of a clean start. For who among you does not carry lingering memories of regret, remorse and recrimination against self and others? Have your own definitions and judgments of life brought earth her glory and your own deep soul satisfactions? No. Which is why we call you to the love core. Then surrender your doubt and judgments and let us assist humanity in its planned ascension. Your time is here. Your time is now. Use it well. Peace to all from that great one whose loving mind and heart has brought you forth into light and life, and also from your brothers and sisters in spiritual dimensions. We encourage you and eternally support your efforts to come home in consciousness to that magnificent creator of love and peace called God. To all of you, amen and amen. 1994-1995 comments, in evaluating who you really are today, and how you have changed in the past 8 or 9 years, I can state unequivocally that we can see the growth and improvement your efforts have brought in your awareness. You are already experiencing a higher level of interest in metaphysical subjects such as angels, near-death episodes, Star Trek-type beings in space, and many materials concerned with healing on physical, mental and emotional levels. Humanity also has a greater knowledge about the cellular composition of the DNA codes and how they may be physically changed or engineered. And even some knowledge as to how your single, mutant DNA helix pair is beginning to change back toward the six pair you once had, and need to have. You need to have this knowledge and change in order to live in the full 12 helix spiritual consciousness or the condition called enlightenment. This awareness has caused a major identity crisis because your genetic shift demands the release of linear, 40, time, of certain physical problems in the body, release of many emotional feelings held deep in the unconscious storage level, and release of those unexamined mental attitudes and beliefs that define the actions and behaviors of your everyday life pattern. Then in brief, you have to let go of nearly everything you've learned that opposes your true soul identity as a light being in service to your Creator's plan for the advancement of planet Earth. No small task, beloveds, but one you will accomplish with the support of these many extraordinary spiritual frequencies and light waves that bathe you in the second coming of cosmic wisdom and love. Waves of meta cell influences some call God consciousness, or photon energies, are affecting all of space in this galaxy. Indeed, as this enormous meta-cell's identity and intention of high consciousness come from what you call the angelic realms, linear time is vanishing as you move into higher realms and dimensions. Along with that time shift, linear thinking is also vanishing and tomorrow can only be based on the now of this very moment. This shift in linear time and linear thinking makes it easier for those with spiritual willingness to increase their power of manifestation and their ability to see and experience things that are inspirational in nature and content. This is, indeed, a second coming, my brothers and sisters, which has been long promised you, but is dependent, as I have so often said, upon your personal choice, your willing acceptance of it. We are here, as I modeled in my earth life long ago, to offer ascension without the necessity of physical death. To offer grace. To offer resurrection without death, but not with the crucifixion aspect I experienced. Because linear time and thinking are vanishing, group manifested power can be nearly instantaneous if strong emotional desire accompanies clear mental focus and high spiritual intention. As time shifts into a higher reality and illusions fade, duality must end, especially within your own beingness where the conscious and unconscious parts of your own polarized self are vying for control. You are a beautiful essence presently enclosed in the trappings of flesh living in a play of life which demands you choose one of two directions. Love or fear. Peace or war. Indeed, the answer to your question who am I? was given when the Creator birthed your soul with that sense of love and caring which is the natural inheritance of the human species. All you need do is remember, appreciate, and express that essence, beloveds. This is the cosmic commandment everywhere. May the Creator's blessings be yours forever. Adonai. 41. My purpose on the planet. In the historical epoch prior to my birth on the planet Earth, the spiritual hierarchy and the Essene community of the Hebrew faith had already prepared the necessary channels for my birth as Jesus in the physical world. My parentage had been selected, my life blueprint was set in motion, and the events which later Christians would incorporate in their belief system began. It seemed, for a short time, the attention of the Middle East was focused upon one infant, one birth, one bringer of light and love. Yet, my beloved brothers and sisters, I beg you to understand that this was not an isolated event but rather one moment in the chronology of teachings brought to the planet Earth by many high or angelic teachers. And although the Christian Bible has not acknowledged this, it was neither the first teaching nor was it the highest teaching. For later in this new epoch ahead of us, called the Aquarian or Golden Age, the highest teachings will be brought forward even as I introduce the theme of it to you presently. In order to understand the coming of Jesus into the physical world 2,000 years ago, you must know that there was much darkness, misery, and negativity in the human heart, so much so that unless it were cleansed, the entire spiritual evolution of much of humankind might have been permanently lost. I repeat permanently lost, to emphasize that in the heavenly realms there was much concern about humanity's ability to return lovingly to the Creator. There was concern that humanity has forgotten God was inside them as an internal experience, not just an external identity only. The divine inspiration to heal the human heart through love and forgiveness had to be instituted before any further revolutionary opportunities could be made available. The awakening had to be seeded. So there needed to be a prophet or messenger who would remind each soul of its eternal identity, its responsibility to love God above all things and then its brothers and sisters as itself. I will say to you that this was no easy task. For the negativity of human thoughts over eons of time had to be penetrated and overcome by that one who entered onto the earth. Other great ones had, 42, penetrated this veil of darkness, ignorance and evil, every 400 to 700 years in one way or another, somewhere on the planet. Yet this final penetration was a desperate and urgent commitment on the part of the Christ, that one beloved of the Father, Mother, who would not abandon those who prayed for help. From the heavenly realms where the Christ looked down, it seemed impossible to penetrate such lack of love and such egotistical personalities desiring power over each other without God's light. I share in humility and love that there were few spiritual volunteers at that time to come to human beings with one last opportunity to cleanse their hearts and return them to the memory of the God within. Many teachers have been here, as you know. Most have been mistreated, abused, defiled, ignored or rejected. That is why on this earth today you have separate groups of religious beliefs brought to you at varying times. Each teacher brought the message of the good word, with the promise of redemption if you would turn within and listen to the soul voice given you at the time of creation. My task was to mentally overcome the evil and lack of love, the hatred and the fear of humanity, and I say to you in sincerity and without hesitation, that had the personality called Jesus not loved you with the love of the Creator, I could never have stood upon this earth and overcome the negative thoughts that were here. Without that love there would have been no hope of success. Without the deep commitment from the light and the God within, Jesus could not have brought you the message of love and forgiveness that many long to hear, the message of the Father/Mother's plan for the Golden Age on earth. You must understand that when I walked upon this free will planet as Jesus, my desire to inspire love did not prevent the evil thoughts of human beings or their acts of violence, their perpetrations of faithless living. Your history books, before and since the coming of Jesus, will remind you in the most obvious ways that although this planet is a beautiful creation, it is peopled by a darkness whose continuing presence here cannot be allowed. My message approximately 2,000 years ago to mankind was simply this. You were created by a force or power beyond your comprehension, a spark of which resides inside of you, available at any time to guide you, protect you, and lead you ever upward from where you came, to your home in 43, light, love, and peace. This journey of spirit awakening in the flesh was at its deepest ebb, and in heaven there was concern that this project on the planet to create a people of balanced love and wisdom had failed. Please understand that my appearance as Jesus was chronologically timed to give humanity the example of love and forgiveness so badly needed here. It was also a response of my heart, my overwhelming desire not to leave you comfortless, not to abandon you in your faith. For there are on this planet today a small percentage of believers who have, from the moment of time and through experience along their way, gained in the light, practiced the love and ministered the truth. It was to these light workers' calls that I returned once again to support them, forming a vast union of loving hands, hearts and minds from the regions of China to the tip of Africa, from the north to the south pole, and around the globe in all directions. As a shepherd gathering a flock, these lights could be seen and identified by the heavenly realms and contacts made through the inner teacher's voice, which is in every being who chooses to use it. Knowing that there would be these little light centers, soul points, shining in the darkness scattered around the globe, Jesus came. I regret that the teachings I brought 2,000 years ago have not been understood or followed as they were intended. I will later speak of the necessity for the churches and institutions as you know them to analyze themselves and to take this last opportunity to divest themselves of the need for self-aggrandizement and power. They must cooperate with all teachers of light, including myself, who remind you that the only purpose of a minister or spiritual teacher is to model love. Thus they introduced the concept of turning within so the inner spark of God can blaze brighter in each person. All else follows this. My mission, therefore, was to collect every soul who had ever believed in the God, Creator, who practiced love over evil, who willingly cared for others during the last 250,000 years, and to remind them they would be given an opportunity to demonstrate self-mastery by the year 2000 AD. Now, I remind you who listened that, by the end of the 20th century, you can achieve self-mastery and be eligible for a still higher experience in the Golden Age. Since I am presently the world teacher, having been given that office by my willingness to come among my brothers and sisters with a final offer of 44, love and forgiveness, you can trust the intent of my message. Listen, please, with your heart and your soul. I came to you as the model of a body apparently crucified but able to have a continuing life experience after death. This is what the resurrection proved. Life continues. Resurrection is a symbol of dying to the old and awakening to the new. It means this is true for your ideas and beliefs, not just your fleshly body. Therefore, my message was that you must constantly learn new things and gain deeper, broader understandings of what life in God's universes is all about. You must learn where those on earth fit into the universal plan. For although life is the vitality of active energy expressing itself, different streams of consciousness have different paths to follow, and Earth's is the lesson of love. My message said that whenever you refuse to expand and learn the greater love and knowledge brought to you, these limitations become concrete barriers to the amount of clarity and light in your soul. Yes, I came to say that you are a chosen creation of God who was given free will to spiritually live or die, to believe or not to believe, and to encourage your positive choice. That was my message then and now. My heart is open to all those who have chosen faith in God, or will today make that commitment. You are the light of the world by your belief and action. You are as God created you, yet you can disguise that truth if you wish and even deny it,